Hello, my name is Malcolm, and thank you for joining me on the 10th episode of Just Trying to Live a Positive Life, Season 2. And I want to start this episode off and contribute this whole episode to my homie, my friend, my buddy, Jim. I really want to thank Jim. You know, I've known Jim for, you know, we'll say a decade and a half now. He's always been there for me, even in times where I take him for granted and I don't turn up. He's always there with open arms, no judgment. He's always there. He's there when I'm in a good mood, when I'm in a bad mood, when I'm flat and I need a bit more inspiration and energy. You know, again, there's never no judgment and will deal with me in whatever mood I come in and doesn't ask for anything back. I mean, I can go and see Jim and literally do nothing. Still no judgment. I mean, it's a bit of a waste of a time. Not Jim's time, but my time. But there's no judgment at all from Jim. So, with that said, my buddy Jim. This morning, I'll say from yesterday, where I've been working a lot recently, especially yesterday evening, I come back from work and I was tired. Tired, drained and flat. And I don't like feeling like that because I come back from work, finish work at 3 p.m, got home at, I think, 4 p.m. and I just didn't want to do anything. Everything was a struggle. Getting my dinner was a struggle. Then getting up from dinner was a struggle. I was just going into that tired, zoned out mode where I didn't want to do nothing. Ideally, I wanted to train when I got back from work yesterday. But I knew as soon as I arrived back home, the energy physically or mentally wasn't there. And I think it's important to know when and when not to push yourself. You know, especially with me getting older, 40 years old, not mega old, not mega young, just sitting there in the middle, right? Maybe midlife crisis around the corner, who knows, if it hasn't started already. But yeah, you know, I just didn't have the energy, the focus, and I went to bed quite early. I woke up. I had a good sleep the next morning, so I had a good sleep, woke up, but still was feeling quite flat. Now, this is where I start to pay attention to myself, because this is where I've learned to dig, not even dig deep, because I've been doing this for a while now. I've learned to understand myself a lot better. There's still so much more I need to learn, but I've started to understand myself better. So I've had a good sleep. I don't feel tired, but I still feel flat. You know, I haven't got that pep in my step. I haven't got that get up and go. So this is where I'm like, is there something else underlying which is the issue, which I maybe need to think about or be aware of? And then it's, what can I do to get myself motivated? So then I'm thinking of my good friend, Jim. But still, I'm in an R-ing and after setting the alarm for, I think it was the third time in a row, I finally get out of bed really slowly. Still thinking I should go see my friend Jim. You know, he's got my back. He's always there for me, like I've already said. But it's still a bit of a struggle. So like with my routine, I always do press ups before, hey, in case anyone didn't realize, I wasn't really talking about a physical human called Jim. I was talking about the gym where you go and exercise and work out. I know you all got that, but still, just in case anyone worryingly didn't. So I always do press-ups at home, and then I go to the gym and do my CV workout, whether it's on the treadmill, the cross trainer, or the bike cycling machines. Otherwise, I'll do press-ups after I've done a weight workout at home, or use my power station where I do my chin-ups and dips and whatnot. So I'm warming up. Finally get round to doing my press-ups, motivation's coming back a bit, the focus is coming back, and then it's to head down to gym. And I'm still procrastinating a bit. I'm still kind of just, I've done the press up. I'm still kind of sitting around or looking for little things to do. And it's like, what am I doing? I know I'm procrastinating right now. I'm not going to pretend I'm doing anything but procrastinating. You know, it's get myself down the gym. And then one of, I won't say neighbours, someone who lives on my road is dragging down their rubbish and leaving it outside the communal bins by my block of flats. And that's like a violation. It's like, no. That's, you put that by your rubbish, not ours. So I double checked with a neighbour across the road who was out standing on their drive. And I said, do you know where this come from? I mean, I saw the person who dragged it down. Do you know where it come from? And he said it was, so they sort of confirmed it was where I thought it was. So I dragged it back. And then I go back in. Right, enough procrastination. Let's go gym. Get all my stuff ready. So I'm already in my gym stuff because I've done the press ups. I get my bag ready. I get a drink. And then I can see the things being moved back. So then I'm like, do you know what? I'm not going to take this. So I was going to drag it back down again. And I thought, nope, I'm still doing it. I'm looking for a reason to slow down my progress of what I want to do today. And I thought, this is stupid. Why am I going to slow down myself? So I just thought, I'll leave it. I've got bigger things and there's more important things to do. So I head down to the gym. I meet my friend Jim. The treadmill is where I usually like starting my workout, but it was all too full up. Everyone was on all the treadmills. I think there might have been one that was available, but it just looked too cramped. You know, I like a bit of space when I'm training. I think there was literally one space and it was that kind of sardines in a can kind of effect. So I left that and jumped on the cross trainer. Nice 20 minutes on the cross trainer. Then there was plenty of space on the treadmill by the time I had finished. Done my treadmill workout, felt good. You know, pushed myself on there. So that felt good. Then it was, so after 20 minutes cross trainer, 15 minutes on the treadmill, 5 minutes on the cycle bike. And then it was my warm down yoga stretches. Says yoga stretches, I feel they're just really just stretches, but that's what the app says. So after that, I'm good. I'm feeling good. I feel happy that I've got myself down there, got the motivation. I thank Jim for, you know, giving me that drive, knowing that if I get there, things are going to be good. I'm going to feel good afterwards. I'm going to feel good in between, even when I am pushing myself. So that then set me up for the rest of the day. It got me focused. It got the energy in me, you know, the blood going around the system. You know, you've got the air in your lungs. You feel awake. But I had to get there for that to happen. And I knew how I would feel once I did get there. But I still had to push myself to get there. And it has changed my mindset for the rest of the day. And I also had a Yoruba lesson later on in the afternoon. Now, I did come back and have a little 20-minute power nap. I love my power naps. And that will be an episode I hope to talk about power naps, because I have lots of debates with people about power naps. They personally work so well for me. And when I talk about the power naps, if I do this episode regarding them, I will talk about how it benefits me. I may see if there's some very basic scientific facts I can add to it just to add weight to it, because I know personally for me power naps work. And I try and encourage people to give them a try. But that's for another episode. But yeah, back to my friend Jim. I thank you. You're always there. You motivate me, you get me focused, you get me in shape. And you let me know that if I put in the work, I can get results back physically and mentally. So a big thank you. And I need you, Jim. Do you know why? Because I'm only human. I make mistakes, but I'm just trying to live a positive life like we all are. And everyone, thank you for joining me on this episode. And I hope you join me next Wednesday at 3 a.m. And once again, even though I say join me at 3 a.m., that's because that's when the episodes are aired. That's when they go live. But you can always listen to the episode when you wake up in the morning. You know, follow the link. Well, you know the link, because you've been listening to all the episodes, which I thank you so much. you know, just come and jump on the episode as soon as you're up, listen to it. And yeah, I thank you for all the support. Any opinions, any discussion, anything you want to talk about in regards to it, let me know. But I thank you for the support. I am waffling on now. Have a great week, and we'll catch you next Wednesday. And don't be too hard on yourself, because you are just trying to live that positive life.